don't like the sound you are making. So join me in 20 minutes. Let's 15 minutes. Let me hope you'll be correct that time. So yesterday we began to look into something that is important. It is a need, because it became obvious that everything God does in the context of his relationship and work in man and through man and in our own corporate context, the body of Christ, is in the form of seedling. It's a seed. It's a seed. That is why you need to understand the concept of seed if you'll be able to make much progress. You see, so I was somewhere and one of my friends said something that is profound. Anyway, it's not as if we have not heard it, but that is the thing about somebody speaking by the Spirit. It will come afresh. The scripture said that though your beginning may be small, what will happen? Wait. Doc, what will happen? Let your generation hear you.
Your end will be great.
Is that what the Bible said? Sister Elsa, Esther Onochukwu. Though your beginning be small, what will happen?
Your latter end will be great.
Though thy beginning was small, yet thy latter end should. Say after me, should. I'm not hearing you. Say after me, should. Greatly increase. So when you say should, what does it mean, Doc? That this, you know what I used to say? We greatly increase, as if it's certain. Just because, are you getting the point? Just because something happened, then it's certain that the end will be big. You lied. Now the potentials locked up in something that is spirit reality, born of the Spirit of God, is great. The potential is what? But the probability of attaining the full potential is hinging on a particular word. That word is should. Say after me, should. When you have the Holy Ghost, you should be powerful. The question now is, are you powerful? When you have the Holy Ghost, you should be wise. The question now is, are you wise? Huh? Those visions you have been seeing about yourself since you were 14 years, 13. How many of them have you been? You are now doing it. Have you not seen yourself talking to a multitude of people? Huh?
Answer now.
Somebody get mic for him since he doesn't want to. We are going to stay here until you answer me. Yes or no?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Have you not seen yourself healing the sick? Yes or no? Have you not seen miracles happening? Demons cast out, they are crying. When they see you like this, demon and Satan, all of them will be crying. Yes or no?
Yes.
So, are you with me? Then we need to pay attention to the word should. I think we need to attend English classes. Where are our English teachers? We need to attend English classes and we need to understand again what the word should means. It means that there is a reason why God gave it to you as a seedling. Let me tell you part of the reason why. You see, remember what I was telling you yesterday. The scripture said in the book of Romans chapter 3 and verse 23. I would like you to be fast in showing us some of these scriptures so that people will glance at it. I just noticed that some people don't go back. They don't. Did you study what we taught yesterday? People don't study. So let's. This one we are holding Elijah. Let's hold him so he read the Bible. He will be. Some people, their spiritual homework has piled up. Is piling up and is increasing. They have not been able to study last week on, and we have entered this week. Anyway, that's part of the reason we are teaching this. Romans chapter 3 verse 23 said, for all, how many people? Engineer Water Resources. Are you included in this all? Because the way I'm looking at you, unlike bulldozer, you didn't look like you have done anything bad. Huh? There are people, they are not like you, they have not done anything bad. If you know, I know Anthony have not done it. I know you have not done anything bad. All the people that have not done anything bad at all. Me, I wish I did some things bad though. Sometimes I was even wishing I did some things bad so that people will not fear me. I didn't have opportunity to. In fact, when I went to Nature Self that I had opportunity, I finally ended up, I didn't do anything. I would have been giving my own now, you'd be afraid. But me, I didn't do anything. In fact, when he was saying it, I remember my discussion with my mother yesterday. I was telling her something that happened somewhere. He said, your own is from your childhood now. You have been like this. That what will happen is people will not be happy with you, but once it's like you say it's like this, it's like this. I don't know how to lie. If I lie, you will know. If I'm lying, you will know. I don't know. I don't have the skill. And it's not Jesus. So it's not Jesus that took it away. In fact, my problem now is to find out to my greatest challenge when I began to learn the dynamics of the old man is to die to what I am in the flesh that is good. Because you people know, that is the good. What will stop you the most in making spiritual progress is hinging the energy of your progress on what you are in the natural, the good things you are in the natural. So you can say, people say you are a quiet person. So you think that your quietness is as a result of the work of the Holy Spirit. The day the Holy Ghost begins to work, he will disgrace your quietness so much that you, why is it that all the time Holy Ghost want to move, he will make me scatter everywhere. When you finish, you are now quiet. Are you getting the point now? He want to teach you that now, after everything, he will now make you quiet. All he's trying to do is for him to make sure that you lose your dependence on the arm of the flesh, even the good one. So if you are intelligent and wise in the flesh, people have always known you with wisdom, being able to sort and deal with matters. If God wants to help you, he will make sure that critical issues about your life, you will lack the wisdom to sort it out. You will now pray and cry for long. And he will, in the days that God will teach you, he will use foolishness. So what you should be aware of, if you are, it happened to me, if you are normally wise and you are sorting out things, people know you are somebody that can handle stuff. But your own, you are now wondering, waiting there and boom. The more you are doing it, the more you are looking confused. Go and search for the answer in places that you wouldn't have normally gone. God will use the foolish things to teach you. Amen. Look at this scripture. It says, for all have sinned, inclusive of Gochuku. And then the minister of water resources that have not done anything bad, and the man that have done something bad. The scripture categorized everybody and said that all have what? I didn't hear you. All have what?
Sin.
And come short of the glory of God. You see, as I told you yesterday, the key thing here is not just about the fact that man has sinned, but the impact of the sin. It is such that it made man fall short of the glory of God. And I told you people that the summary of the project of God that he intends to achieve in man, then through man, is the word glory. Remember, Moses was the one that saw the Shekinah. But after seeing the Shekinah, he came to Deuteronomy. Is it not Deuteronomy? Chapter 33. I think in verse 12, 11, 12, 13. He said, if I have found favor in thy sight, do what? Show me. But this man, his face shines. So what is the glory that he's talking about? Now it became obvious that there is a dimension of God that is beyond the Shekinah. That dimension of the glory of God that is not Shekinah is called Kabod. It is the weight of a man's being. The weight of the eternal life that is in God is what we now call glory. Now, remember, the scripture made us to understand in the book of Genesis that God created man in his image and likeness, created him man. The implication of that is that God intended that man will be the vessel that will host the deity of God in the material realm. So if man has done due diligence to the purpose that God had in his heart, one of the things that will be manifest is that man will carry God without leaking. Are you getting the point now? So the dimension that when man has carried God, that and reality of carriage that man has retained in the in this context now is called glory. So by the time we came to this place, the scripture said, for all have sinned and lost the capacity to attain to that reality of building. Are you watching it? The problem is not that you sin. God can forgive the fact that you fornicated, that you lied, that you did many things. But it is restricting. It has become a restriction to the possibility of God achieving glory in you. Colossians. The scripture said, Christ in you is what? Help me and find it. Christ in you is the hope of glory. The same glory yet is still the context. Show me Colossians. Then the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18 said, as we behold his glory, we are changed to what? The same image. That is to show you, are you with me? That what happens when a man beholds the glory of God is that he has the capacity to achieve the fundamental project that was in the heart of God. Because the only man that can stand in the stead of God, first of all, the only man that can execute the purposes of God is the man that stands in the stead of God. And the man that can stand in the stead of God is the man that have achieved in literal and experiential dimension the image and the likeness of God. Are you with me? So before God said that man should do anything, the scripture said he created man in a particular form, fashion, with a particular capacity. And when it was true, he said he has created this man in his image and what? In his image and what? It was when man fell from that plane that lion started eating us. Mosquito. I was looking at some people's skin and I saw mosquito. Mosquito. Me and mosquito, we are not friends. We are not friends. There are some people. There is a guy. His own is just to sleep. Whatever mosquito is doing is not his problem. The worst, anyway, except mosquito now, no. There are people, their own is mosquito, just eat your own. Go. I have reserved your portion for you. My own is don't come and cry in my ears. The real problem is that cry in the ears. And they are wicked mosquitoes. It's because of the fall, my friends. Instead of eating and shopping and cleaning, man, you go, wee! You now slap yourself. Do I have a witness in this? God did not create mosquito to misbehave. If you understand this, you will understand the book of Romans chapter 8. He said that creation was subject to bondage, not willingly. But the one that subjected it to vanity did it in hope that at the day that sons will manifest in the same rate and dimension and measure that sons have manifested, creation will be affected by their manifestation. So when man begins to yield himself to the eternal weight of glory that is now installed in them as a result of the fact that they have received Christ Jesus,
creation and things around them begins to respond at the same rate. Are you with me? So that man subjected it in hope that something will happen. So you are doing well. Just be moving like that. To whom God would make known what is the riches of his glory, of this mystery among the Gentiles, that what? Christ in you is what?
Glory.
So that means God is still looking for that glory that was lost. Huh? So he has a model, a pattern that is foolproof. This model now is foolproof, and once a man yields to the education of this model, it will bring you to the actualization of that fundamental agenda that is in the heart of God. It is that man measures up to this glory now. Are you with me? So when man sinned, what happened to man? The scripture said that he fell short of that glory. When you got born again and received the righteousness of God, God came into your heart, and this one now, the same glory is now installed in your heart. So God learned a lesson. You know the lesson he learned. The lesson he learned is, instead of giving you the full thing, he now installed Christ in you, so that you can decide how much you want to experience the glory. I'm warning you people, actually, because what I'm teaching you is not just time based. There is dominion that we have on earth, but the real dominion is eternal. The real dominion is about the coming kingdoms. The scripture spoke about it in the book of Ephesians, as I told you people often, all the time, that the greatest of the revelations that Paul captured in the days that God opened vistas to him is captured in the book of Ephesians. Theologians call the book of Ephesians the apex of the revelatory ministry of Paul. It is there that he began to show us that the scope and dimension of the project that God has, that is being manifest by the revelations that is bringing across to the people in the book of Ephesians, cannot be exhausted in this age. So he began to tell us that even the destiny of the church is beyond this age and even to the ages. Not even one. I don't want to say something. I don't know how many age that is before us, but there are many ages. But there are things in those ages that remain constant, and the constancy in all ages is the fundamentals of our Christian faith. You see, there are things that will change by the time, like if you go and focus on miracle only, by the next age we don't need you. Are you with me? Oh, are you sure? The things we focus on, and that's why any revival you see that doesn't have holiness is false. Because, are you with me? The coming age is powered by holiness and purity. If you see anybody touching gears and using scripture and run from that person wants to ruin your eternal destiny. Believers, I just noticed that believers are sleeping around. You know, when we are here, we don't, you know, since you came here, you don't know what is happening these days. Some of you are here, you don't know what is happening. That's how some of you will get up and say, oh, my brother, my sister, all of us are one. All of us are. If you are not one, be careful before, have discernment before you say all of you are one. Then you carry yourself and go and hug them. They hug the spirit of immorality into you. There is a story a brother told me. Hey, he said, well, we are doing 24 hours. And I said, people should hold people's back. That a damsel now came and held his back. Drop your Bible, let me show you. Watch, are you watching? He now held his back. I want to ask, if you are the one, what would you do? Huh? Wait. I'm looking for strong men. So a 5 mic for Raymond. The one on blue. What will you do? A damsel held your hand, your back like this. in prayers and he's pressing it and kept his face. Huh?
So I will be confused.
Is it true? Oh, no, you people are not. You are not saying it. You first of all, you'll be confused. And you try to understand what is happening. Some people that have innocent heart, you know, we just assume that maybe it's my mind playing with me. And then you are just positioned there, just to. I call my heart. Reborn Daba. This one is not all the way to Calvary, it's all the way to hell. It's because he's here. This other place, they said, why are you stiff? I said, they told me, okay. I didn't know I'm stiff, oh, because I've been thinking from when I was small. I used to think I have a flexible body. I can bend any position. I can bend any position I want. But a damn said unto me. Thou art stiff. When I went back, Mumumi, I went to do exercise to check whether my body is still moving. Lo and behold, my body is still moving. I came back again, they said, thou at what? May you be stiff. When it comes, don't pray in tongues. The Bible, there is one prescription. What? There is nothing I've not seen. Those days, I started building structures. I am helping somebody, but I will go back to my teacher. I said, let me go to church. He's there. I said, okay, let me go to prayer squad. Now, fire is there. After me, fire is there. Shaka taka taka was falling everywhere. And I noticed that there is one time said that. I've told this story before. The damsel is well endowed, and when I start ministering, she always wants me to lay hands on her. Be laying hands. Man of God. The damsel will want you to lay hands. The pain, I have pain here. Something in me started doing, you know, red. Pa. 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 I said, no. I said, the problem is for me. How can I have these bad thoughts? I rebuked it. I casted it. The damsel is shaka. Neko okay now. Neko. So what happened is that I said, let me be sure that it's not me. Let's settle this thing, you know. Even me, let me be safe. And I called one of my leaders that is a sister, imparted that, said, go and pray for the. The damn said, no grill. As she prayed small, the damn said, escape. He wanted me to pray for her because I'm Jesus that died for her. That's why me, I must pray for her. You must pray for her because you are Jesus. It happened to DP now. A lady called her and he said that she is having problem, that she can't sleep in the night. He called somebody to go and stay with her. He said, no, I can't stay in my house. I can't stay in my house. Okay, DP said, okay, no problem. He said, okay, come and stay with this sister in her house. He said, I can't stay in her house. I want to stay in your house. You are a powerful man of God. Nothing will happen. Victor, boy, you're a powerful man of God. Nothing will happen. You know, anyway, I know that people like God's love are powerful men of God. Those things, they don't touch them, you know. But I choose to believe Bible than myself. Even when I feel as if I'm strong, let me obey Bible first. Because sometimes Satan might not achieve fully in his aim, but he has planted a seed, you can't survive. Guys have had cases where they put themselves in vulnerable state, and those ladies remove their clothes, stark naked. Nothing happened, but those guys left, and the picture they saw tormented them for 6 months, tormented them for 2 years, until they finally fell into this. My friend those days was invited. He did man of God and entered the ladies' room. When he entered, as he was doing, the lady was telling him, he was even praying in tongues, quoting Bible, praying in tongues, quoting Bible. The lady now went to the door, locked the door, took the key, put it here, and then removed her clothes. My friend knelt down and started crying. he forget his fire. He started crying, please release me, release me, so that I will not die my destiny. Get and see Mary for my woman. Release me. After some time, I don't know how God touched the heart of the lady. He released the guy. He ran. He didn't stop. Since that day, he stopped visiting. No, they used to tell him. All these people that I saved and left my topic and saved your life, I think you need to buy wine for me. If you ask me, I will say I'm a disciplined and principled person. But I don't joke with my boundaries. So. Obviously, if somebody like me, you can imagine the kind of correspondence that I receive. I don't joke. Once you send me a message or call and I discern that it has an undertone, I will stop responding to you for the next 1 year. No matter what you say, I will not respond. If you talk too much, I block you. Whatever they want to say, let them say. I did it to set and knew it wasn't working. Stop. I said I was in a fire program. Fire fair. And a lady was sitting there. He said, all she saw was my smile and how handsome I am. I look at myself. With all the fire, people were falling everywhere. In fact, that chant, we are still using it to get drunk in the Holy Ghost. We are getting high. Somebody is there saying, oh boy, see the way this man of God is smart. With all my fire. In fact, somebody said encounter. The lady even fell under power. Ogarono! If you see what she wrote, she said, when, as she was writing it, there are some things, when I read the first three lines, I will stop, I will not finish it, because
You are too free now. You already know where the message is going. Yet you continued. You continued and finished reading it. And then you say, I cast and bind. Cast and bind, waiting. The thing has entered to the subconscious. As soon as I read, I stopped. The lady said she knows she is sinning in doing what she is doing, but she can't help herself but to continue in the sin. When you know, once when you read on Facebook, it shows the other person you have read it. I read, I did not respond. So the lady knew I read, and I did not respond. Now responded, I didn't say anything. Responded again, I didn't say anything. When she said the third one, I now went to unfriend and block. It's not more than 3 steps. When I did it, I had peace. Satan said, now what for this young man? Even Satan too, they talk, say, you stiff. He knows, say, me, I stiff. I know, and I know one release. The reason is this: if you lose God just once for Satan, he will do great damage. It will take you time to recover. And in the 6 months or 1 year that you are struggling to recover, imagine a generation tied to me. They will be waiting now. No, be so. They will be waiting for me till I. That's how many people are somewhere, and generations are waiting for them. May God pray in 1 minute. Say, Jesus, help. Help me. Whether you are married or not means nothing, my friend. A man of God told me that they offered him 2 million. A lady offered him 2 million to come and sleep with her. And you are saying you are a man of God, my friend. Just pray. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. So, back to our Romans chapter 3 verse 23. So the scripture said, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That means there is a purpose in the heart of God. And the glory of God is the summary of his weight. And the truth is that no one man can directly and literally, experientially carry of all of God's weight instantly. Are you getting the point? That is why God have to tell Moses that if you see, no flesh shall see my glory. Huh? Follow me, you understand what I mean. Have you put your hand in electricity? Electricity don't shock you before. How did you feel? That one is the small one. There is really electricity. That one won't shock you. It will roast you. Are you with me? The one that is shocking you is still lower tension. It has, say after me, it has been stepped down. Now, let me tell you. The glory of God in this context can be likened to the electricity that is generated in transmission stations. That electricity cannot come direct to your house. It will burn everything in your house. So what do we do to that kind of electricity? So that is why every location have to have something that is called transformer. Say after me, transformer. In the context of the administrations of God that have the capacity to achieve his purposes, in relation with man, in new creation, what God did is to step down his glory in such a way that it can be interacted with, and then it will not harm you. We are interacting with the essence. The same essence that is on the high tension is what is on your cable in your room. But in the manner that is in the room, your iron can interact with it. Your charger can what? Even something as small as Christmas light. You can plug Christmas light on it. Go and plug Christmas light in high tension. You and the Christmas light and the person plugging it, they will face the judgment seat in the next 2 minutes. Now the problem is that the Christmas light lacks the capacity for direct interaction with high tension.
So, but when there is a transformer, it steps down that electricity in such a way that something as small as Christmas light that can work with battery, that electricity can interact with it. Can you get the point now? So, now, the glory of God now that we couldn't have interacted with, like Moses, if he tried, he would have died. Are you getting the point? God now remodified it in such a way that we can interact with the essence of that glory and it will not kill us. And we will be made into what that glory is in its full form. Are you getting the point? So the Bible now said God has made Christ unto us wisdom, power. Are you seeing it? So what God did now is that he remodified the high tension in the context of power. Power is a dimension. Remodified the dimension of power in Christ, such that when a man begins to touch Christ, he will touch power. Now, the challenge is this. The measure to which you will touch is dependent on you. That's the problem. So many people think that there is passiveness in this engagement. So once they have received Christ and God is at work in them, they now stop. No, God has left it to you. He installed a transformer to you. What you plug to the transformer is what will be charged. Are you getting the point? So imagine if a man comes and brings a small battery and plugs. It will charge it. What if you bring your power bank is as big as this speaker? I cannot matter. There are people, their power bank in the spirit is finger battery. It's after me, finger battery. It cannot even give you light through the night. There are some, their own is a little big. There are some, their own is bigger. So, when God remodified his glory and installed it in Christ, the onus is now on the believer that has received Christ to enter into dimensions of God to the degree that you desire. Are you with me? What God will give to you is now encounters in those dimensions. So when he gives you encounters, watch. First of all is this. The teaching of this hydroelectricity, just electricity, is this. That no man lacks the capacity to interact directly with it. But when it comes into your house, there are appliances in your house that can interact with that glory in different dimensions. Is it not true? Is it not the same electricity that powers this bulb, powers this television, powers the fan, powers everything? It's possible all you have experienced is the electric bulb, like tongues. The only thing your own Christ makes you to do is to speak in tongues. When it's time to see, because the seeing eye is like video, be watching it. Maybe you came to a meeting and then something happened, you had an encounter and you saw small. What you saw was just pictures in the spirit. What you didn't know is that God is opening up a possibility of encounter to you. So when people see it, for 6 months they have not made progress in that encounter. They remain babe, even though God have introduced them to a dimension of him, showing them the possibilities that they can enter into. Are you getting the point? Because you cannot carry all of God's, that all of God cannot come into you at one time. So what God did is to install Christ so you grow into all of him. So in the kingdom, we don't jump into something, we grow into it. That is the purpose of progressiveness in encounters. So what God leaves in you is a seed of the things that he wants you to grow into. So you have to be intelligent enough to know that this is the way that God works. So just like I told you, when I had the encounter with power, those days, if I don't lay hands on you, nothing will happen. I must lay hands on someone. The only way I know to conduct power is to lay hands. I didn't know that I have not been fully educated in that encounter. It was an encounter with power. For many years, grace now, it has not changed. It's just that we are educated further in that encounter. And on your line of spiritual progress, there are many things I listed. I think let me start like this. This one I'm telling you now is the last on my list. Well, let me make it first. One of the things that is paramount if you make progress in your encounters is that you need teachings and discipleship in that encounter from men that have gone ahead of you in it. So what I did now is to start looking for people that walk in the dimension of power that I've seen manifest in my life. Watch. That's how I was moving. I don't know how the Holy Ghost did it. And I stumbled on a man called Benny Hinn. Ay, Jesus. I was watching this man. So far, I saw him. He now laid hands on somebody. The person fell on that path. Say, yes, yes. Me, I've seen this one. Me, I've seen this one. Then after some time, now they touch. I said, let me see what will happen. So the person fell. And the same thing that happened when he laid hands. Then he gathered 4 people. Then he gathered 100 people. Do you know what happened? I went and did my own. When I did it, guess what happened? Nothing happened. I went back, laid hands on 1 person. He fell. I called people, did like this. Nothing happened. If this man can both lay hands and do like this, there must be something along the line. It seems as if there is a distance between here and here. Are you seeing it? But one thing is sure, I already have this seed. Are you with me? The seed of the encounter that leads up to this plane in the experience of God in that dimension has already been planted in you. Are you getting the point? What is important is to make progress. And one of the demands in making progress in this context is that you need discipleship from men that is already working in that path. So if I start teaching you people how to flow in the anointing and in the power, there are things you do, you flow. It's not just that. It's not, there are things you need to be taught in it. Like there is a way you get into flowing in the anointing. You can actually measure the weight of the glory of God that is available, and you can know what you can do. And that measure, you can know what you can do. When a man appears in that, something kicks in. He begins to culture the environment. That is why you see some men of God, people like my father in the Lord, he will tell you people to start praying. As you are praying, because when a man prays, once you connect to God, something opens up in you. And it is easier to minister to somebody that has opened up to God than somebody that has not. It took me time to learn it. I actually learned it from Benny Hinn. I noticed that Benny Hinn doesn't lay hands on somebody that is not already, you know, as he's worshiping, doing things. You see some people crying, the Holy Ghost is moving them. He will go to the people that the Holy Ghost is moving. I said, the glory of God, somebody that, I used to say, God is already working on this. Find people that is not working. He said, he now taught us one day. He said, go to the person God is working on and start with the person. But me, before, God will be touching everybody. I will now go to Chioma that nothing is not happening. And I'll be saying, before I notice, sweat will be coming down. And the person is still standing, nothing is happening. I'll now be saying in my heart, Holy Ghost, if you help me this once, I will not make a fool of myself again. He said, why are you foolish in the first place? Find people God is okay. Fine. Some people, once you start, they connect. They are not interested in what they are meetings you enter into. Sometimes you are not even prepared to do anything, but the hunger is much. Some of the people that came from that meeting, that's why God mostly moves in our midst here. Do you know why? Many people here are on 3 days fasting. 12. There is nobody here that prays less than 4 hours in a day. At least I'm sure. You can pray more than, but there is nobody here that prays less than 4. And you just carry all of them with your hunger and body. You come and say, Jesus. So when we, I just release all trust and say, lay hold on that which you see. Ah! Man, we take position. Then I will start functioning from my home. I will say, Father, identify them in the spirit whose heart is aligned to your release today. Don't pass them. Angels, help me and find them. They are not, it's not everyone. There are some amongst us. Huh? That's when you start seeing things penetrating, moving. The Holy Ghost will begin to touch man. There is an agenda in his heart. The cry in your secret place has come in the place, time when it will be answered in the open. And when the Holy Ghost comes to answer it in the open, sometimes it comes with power. And then it begins to touch man. Before you know it, once, especially when it moves dramatically, and then it will pam, 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 pam. Then this my sister that is not interested, say, oh boy, you be like God, then they move, or make we position ourselves. You have done it. There are days you come, you are just, if God touch me, good. If you don't touch me, then this person, boom, 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 boom. May they not leave me. Oh. May they not leave me. It has happened to you before. May person not there here. They do something. They go, come past me. You see, it will open up. The reason is that you focus on the person God is working. So those men begin to teach you. That's why when you come here, beyond the things I'm teaching with words, you should be learning the thing, the way I flow, the way I flow. If it is consistent, I'm getting the same results all the time, it will mean that what I'm doing is a law. There are laws backing it in the spirit. And the ways you learn in some of these things is, before you go and say, oh God, show, there are some foolish young men, say, show me my own dimension. I want something new that has not been happening in this earth. There is nothing like that. All garments have been worn by men before. So when those garments come, I don't waste time. I will start acting the way I have seen those men act when they carry it. Sometimes I'll be ministering and I will feel, you know, the garment of, there is a man, the chief priest in this. Once the thing comes, it comes like a spirit of dominion. It comes. When it comes, no human being can stand before you. When it comes, if I stand before you, all of you, I will not even say power. And it's not impartation. It's just that the glory of the realm I'm operating in is dominion. Once, if I have a ministration, I'm supposed to minister in places where people doubt my grace, doubt my anointing, doubt minutes. I will, that's the one I will come with. Once I come with it, if I stand and I speak, even if you are my elder and train me many years, you will know that something. I can't explain this young man again. I can't explain. Because when you speak the thing, it comes from everybody listening to you. It hangs from them. It's a garment. It filters the atmosphere. Guy, I don't want to go there. So sometimes it can come, you wear it. You wear it. Certain high ranking beings. So when it happens, I behave like I learned from discipleship from that man. Once it comes on him, he used to talk small. Once it comes on him, he will move like this. I say, hey, come here. And as long as that thing is moving, once he finishes, he will not be known. Then there is one that I learned. That one works by, once you are able to pick it in the spirit and the utterance is going, things will be happening. Help me, Holy Ghost. To my left, to my right, as it's moving, you will stand one place like this. It will seem as if they did the hall like this. They did it like this. They are shaking everybody in frying pan. I went to Naked Ark. The demons in Naked Ark is too much. It's too much. Is it not true? The demons in Naked Ark, you continue fighting. You need help. The demons, they are too much. Witches, too much. And they don't want to pray. Even the people praying, they are confused with motivational speaking. Over knees praying men, brutal praying men, groaning men, traveling men. Not people that will be doing as if they are praying. Men that will stay one place and groan for 3 years and the city will crack. God will come. Are you getting the point now? If you are with me, say amen.
Amen.
So that is one. Anyway, let me start with my note. Daniel chapter 9 verse 22. We will close here. Tomorrow we continue. So because what God does is to reveal of all of himself in dimensions. The target of God is to reveal all of himself. Are you with me? But he reveals it in dimensions. So for a particular season, God can be revealing a dimension or dimensions, depending on your hunger, capacity, desire. God can be teaching you and revealing at as much as 3 to 4 dimensions at the same time. There are people that lack the capacity to learn more than one lesson from God per time. Are you with me? They can only learn one. There are people that have the capacity to learn up to 7 lessons from God, and they are able to carry it. See, the more you grow in God, that is why many of the things you are crying for God to give you, he has not given it to you because of mercy. The reason why he has not given it to you is because as of now in your walk with God, you lack the lifestyle and consecration to carry it. You lack what? The lifestyle and consecration to what? You have not developed the kind of heart. What if you start teaching something that God told you to teach, and then people stop greeting you because of it? What will you do? What if God tell me to preach something now, and maybe Bro Chika is giving us money and he doesn't like it? Huh? Watch. And he come and tell me, Pastor, you know, some of us, we are growing up. If you be easy on us in teaching, like the one you taught, I'm not saying you should not teach, but you should be easy on us. Then tomorrow I now teach it, he will now burn his face, and then he will leave and make noise in the seat, and then we call for our money tomorrow, he didn't give us. What would you do? And nothing is happening because there is no money coming. What will you do? Oh boy, now to mellow down. If you need to be lawyer. Huh? Except for the fact that you have developed the character, the lifestyle, the consecration strong enough to carry that level of teaching, that level of ministry. There are people, no matter how much you think you can, there are people you can't talk to. You can't look them in the eye and talk to them. That's why God called some of us. I know my kind of calling. My kind of calling is that I can look anybody in the eye and tell you what will happen to me. Worst come to worst, you stop talking to me. It will give me more time to do Bible study. You go to too much talking that we don't have time for Bible study. Huh? You give me time. I have seen it many times. Many people didn't like what, and then they stop talking, stop on netting, stop doing things. And they thought, some of them thought they are the pillar holding my life. Huh?
Probably they used to, the person used to check my WhatsApp or Facebook post. Facebook, you know, I like it and comment and say, God, you are a great man of God. Then the person stopped or stopped viewing my WhatsApp. He doesn't know that when he stopped, 200 people joined. That one you viewed is just one out of hundreds of people. That I even ask it, when I don't post, they will say that if I don't put up something on WhatsApp, people will say, ah, if I don't do it for 3 days, they will say, ah, welcome. If I post, they say, welcome back from fasting. So, not posting means I went to fast. You know what I'm doing now? If I want to fast, I will now post. So that people who will not know, that's how people, they will say you are fasting. When many people tell me, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Kai, drop some oil for us. So you know what I do now? I now post something. They will say, as soon as he posted, he's not fasting. You post something after 12 hours. Up to 100 people have not viewed it. If I post something now off my phone and put it again, it's 100. So one, the day you said this thing, Papa said, I will stop hearing what he's saying so that he knows I'm not reading it. You are a foolish man. As you stop, 10 people added. There are countless people telling me, let me collect your number and just be reading your WhatsApp message. I have not given them my numbers in the last 3 years. It is obvious that you lack the capacity to carry that level. So sometimes God keeps you. Are you with me? Shout with me, say amen. Amen. And he informed me and talked with me, said, oh Daniel, I am now come forth. To what? I didn't hear you. I am now come forth to give thee what? Let's say it all of us. Neck, oh yeah. I am now come forth to give thee what? Again. 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 Let me start from skill. I mean, remember, our teaching is how to make progress in your encounters. You know, you can, for example, you can encounter the spirit of revelation. Are you with me? You need to know that there are skills in revelation. There is a way you look at the scripture, it opens more than it will open for an average person. There are some people I used to give assignments, and when I give them assignment, I tell them to give me feedbacks. I tell them to tell me what they think this scripture is. Some of them will bring the scripture and said, for example, look at this one, and inform me and talk with me and said, oh Daniel, I have now come to give this skill and understanding. And they will say, the scripture means that God have to give you skill and understanding to do his purposes. Huh? You know, this thing is good though. It's kindergarten. Are you seeing it now? And there is a way that skill can help you to divide this. There is a divide. So, that's the difference between you and pastors that have gone ahead of you. Because they have made progress in their encounter with the spirit of revelation. And they have come to the point where the way they divide a verse is different from the way you divide it. For example, the scripture said, through desire, a man having separated himself, seeketh and what? Intermediate with all wisdom. Somebody looks at that. Show me that scripture. Let me use this opportunity and teach you something. Show me that scripture. Get a mic and give Brother Chick, so that he will tell us what one revelation, the revelation in that verse, his own revelation from that verse. Give him. Yes. True desire. A man having separated himself, seeketh an intermediate with all wisdom. and I'm coming to you.
Amen.
Amen.
What I understand is that when we begin to desire for some things, our lives will begin to go in a way that is contrary to the way everybody is going.
It's enough. It's enough. That's what the scripture is saying. That's the basic thing the scripture is saying. That scripture is simply saying that what separates you, what separates two people in the kingdom is their desire. When a man has desire, it will make him to start doing what others are not doing. So in kingdom, desire separates us. So the measure of separation you have with your kingdom neighbor is the measure of hunger, desire, burden that is in your heart. Every other thing in the kingdom is equal. What is not equal is the measure of hunger and desire. That thing separates you from others. Are you seeing it? So what separates you from others? Not the finished work of Christ, because everything that is finished by Christ is constant. Are you getting what I'm saying? What now separates you from your neighbor is desire. Desire. You see, but when you look at that scripture now, you will not know, you'll be looking at it, you will not know how to start. Through desire, a man separates. So when you have desire, it will make you start doing something. You will start losing friends. Why are you losing friends? Desire. It is when desire has made you to separate from people that you will now seek. Are you with me? So what is the difference between you and Aaron? Separate me, desire. Sometimes it's desire. So you see, the way you look at scriptures will determine how much progress you are going to make in it. Are you with me? So that thing is called skill. Guess what? Many believers don't have it, and they have not taken time to actually pray for skills. I will tell the person, tell me what this thing is saying. Show me. They will now look at it. When I finish reading it, I said, if I say something now, this person will feel bad. And I say, you did well. You did well. More grace. Turn to your neighbor, say more grace. Sometimes more grace doesn't mean more grace. More grace is another way to say I'm disappointed. When some kind people respond to you, there are some words you need to look at. Look at people like me. If I'm impressed, I will tell you. I'm not saying what you are doing is not good, though. Don't come to my inbox and disturb me. What I'm saying is that you are doing well, But there is skill. If you want to be different from the rest, you need skill. Now, if you will make progress in your encounter, you need skill. That one is not debatable. If you go further in that book of Daniel, he said, come here to give you skill and understanding. That skill and understanding is to lead him to further development in the lines of knowledge that he has gained. This is the man that understood by books that it is time for Israel to be free. Yet he lacked the skill to engage the possibilities of his manifestation. So he needed skill to engage the things that will cause him to come to the place of performance. So he is already doing well. You are doing well. So if I tell you are doing well, don't go and rest. What you need when they tell you are doing well is more skill, so that you enter into deeper teachings of that doing well, the encounters that you have. May God not meet you another day and see you operating at the same level. If it is true you encounter something, skill have to be increasing.
skill. Maybe God released prayer. He's teaching you the prayer dimension. And you don't know that there are skills in entering into prayer. You come, you are trying to engage. It's not working. You are trying to engage. Skills should teach you that you need something to jumpstart you. Thus, it is skills. Not because we are looking for support, but it is skills that helps us to sometimes put some sound on. Huh? Sometimes you don't need much. All you need to do is to hear my voice. All you need to hear is somebody pray. Somebody pray. All you need to hear is, I cannot end like this. No, 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 no. No, no, no. The thing will strike you. You that have been struggling to break in, when you hear, I cannot end like this. As soon as you hear it, you now do, and then something will break. Has it not happened to you before? If it has happened to you, say amen. We are plenty. Meanwhile, you have been laboring to enter for 30 minutes. So, if it helped you to enter today, and tomorrow you came, and you are experiencing the same thing, and you are waiting for one magic to happen, you are not wise. God has shown you a skill to break through in seasons where it is not breaking through easily. Are you with me? Are you with me? For example, sometimes if I'm preparing for meetings and I'm looking for atmosphere and I'm not finding it, I'll have to engage some skills I learned along the way. One of the skills I engage is to find anointed worships. In fact, sometimes if I want to study and I'm seeking for the spirit of revelation, there are certain sounds I put around me. There is a man I used to follow, Freddie Heller, Songs of Angels. When the man starts ministry, it seems as if water. I'll be hearing the sound of waters in the spirit. I'll be hearing the sound of waters. I will lose touch with the natural. I'll be floating in the realms of revelation. I will see packets of light opening. Sometimes I will stand up and pray. I can stay there in the ambience of wise spirits, because it is later God began to teach me what is happening there. Oh, should I tell you? You can encounter wise spirits. Huh? The Holy Spirit is the King Spirit, but there are also other spirits that is ranking, and those spirits begins to work with men. There are, if you are called to the revelatory ministry, there are spirits that work with you. I mean, the Holy Spirit works with every believer, but you can agree with me that it's not every believer that has this, the manifestation of the spirit of revelation. Is it not true? If you have the manifestation of that spirit, there is a spirit that works with you. Now, there are wise spirits in this, in God. Those spirits, they come to fellowship with you because the ambience that you have created can host their dimension. So when they come, they begin to minister. You begin to feel the ambience of their possibilities. You begin to think and look at things and scriptures within the frame of their possibilities and frequency. If you sit down to talk with me, you will stop thinking at your frequency. You will start thinking at my frequency. Why? Because you have entered in the presence of somebody that flows at a higher frequency than you. Are you getting the point? So they hijack you. The higher and more consistent you stay in that realm, you are soaked into that realm. I think this thing I'm saying is too big for some people. You better know this. This is the secret. What I'm teaching you people, I was talking to somebody, I was telling him, what I'm teaching you people is practicable. It's from the field. It's not filling your head with something that can't work. I'm telling you what people know, that some of the time they don't have utterance to say it. They know that when they open the scripture, it seems as if they are being taught by a strange by a strange dimension of the manifestation of the Spirit of God. They can't explain it. They know that the way they understand the Bible is different from the way you understand it. And they know and know that if they do this and do this and do this, it will happen. It will always happen when they fulfill this. But you stay in one verse and you are struggling. You are struggling. Struggling is refusing to open. Why not create an ambience that can host the possibilities of wise and intelligent spirits? They will come to fellowship with you and they will suspend your normal reasoning capacity and bring you up to speed to the plane where they think. It will seem as if something happened to the way you reason out the scriptures. After me is key. So sometimes I need to create, the thing is not there. I read, it's not working. I create the ambience. Put it on. I will do pray in tongues. In that case, sometimes I pray, but my tongues is not loud. If you are seeking for if you are seeking for feedback and wisdom from God, your tongue should not be loud. Your tongue should be loud to break into the place of wisdom. But when wisdom begins to feed you back, don't pray loud. Pray as if you are fellowship. Keep your heart open. Include your mind. Stephen. Jesus. Sometimes as I'm going, then a song that I did not become, as I'm singing it, things will be shifting. Sometimes it's skills. But you think there were days you stumbled on this thing and it worked for you. You think it's coincidence. What you don't know is that the Holy Spirit is teaching you what? Sometimes skills. And sometimes he teaches it with the hand of some certain. It was an angel that told Daniel, I'm come to give you skills and understanding. God does it by the hand of certain spirits. These spirits are custodians. Are you with me? Have you learned something? If you are blessed, say amen.
Amen.
I think we have to stop here. Pray for the next 2 minutes and ask God to give you skill. I tell you, in power, you can have more skills. There are more skills in working in power. I can appear in certain meetings and God will tell me, don't lay hands, just speak. I say, what is this? He said, just speak. And I will speak and say, there are 3 people here. And the Lord is telling me that after the next 3 months, he will shift you to another dimension in your ministry. And the sign that you will see is that once that anointing comes in your life, it will seem as if that there is a band of electricity that is on your head. Once it begins to burn, begin to talk, and everything you say will be confirmed by God. It's a seal of authority from God. When I begin to speak like that, then God will come and confirm it. It is skill. How does a man learn that except that he talks? Now you need to know that power is already a possibility in you. But the release of that power is as a result of the skill that you have accumulated in your work with God. So even in the encounter with power, men become more potent in it because of the skills, because of the use. You are not praying.